Not
Hi,
possible.
thank you for calling. This is Sophia on a recorded line. Are you calling in regards to the Depo Provera lawsuit?
Yes, I am.
Alrighty. Am I speaking with Miss Alicia Spates?
Yes.
Alrighty, Alicia. Let me pull up one of our intake forms really fast. How's your day going, ma'am?
It's going good. How about yours?
It's going good. Good holiday. Alrighty. And you said you would like to see if you meet the criteria to participate, correct?
Right.
Great, thank you. So just to let you know, Miss, some of these questions are a bit repetitive. Just bear with us.
Okay.
And have you had any legal assistance in this claim before?
No.
No. And you're willing to affirm under penalty that you don't have a lawyer that you've signed paperwork with?
Right.
Thank you. And
yeah.
Are you filing this claim for yourself or a loved one?
For me.
Okay. And are you a resident of the United States, ma'am?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. And were you taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes, I was. Yeah.
Were you diagnosed with anything after consuming it?
Yes.
What was your diagnosis, if I may ask?
I had a meningioma.
Meningioma.
Tumor.
I'm so sorry to hear that. Do you remember where that was located?
My meningioma tumor?
Yeah.
I know I had a brain MRI.
Okay. So that's where it was located?
Yes.
All right. Thank you, ma'am. So meningioma of the brain. Do you remember when it was diagnosed?
Hold on one second. Let me
take your time.
It was in August, exactly, the exact date is August 18th, 2008.
August 18th, 2008?
Yeah.
Alrighty. There it is. And what is your date of birth?
August the 4th, 1972.
August 4th of 72. Got you? Okay, and do you happen to know anybody else that was taking Depo Provera and was similarly affected?
No.
Okay, if you do remember anyone, please pass along our information. We'd love to help, okay?
Okay.
Thank you, ma'am. And did you receive the pill form or the shot form of Depo Provera?
I got the shot.
Okay. And what brand did you use?
The Pfizer injected contraceptive.
Okay. Was that one the sub-Q or the generic?
I'm not for sure.
Okay. But to the best of your knowledge, was it Depo Provera, right?
It was the Depo Provera, okay. The Pfizer injected contraceptive.
Yes, ma'am?
Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha. And did your loved one use Depo Provera before switching to the generic version for a minimum of 1 year?
It's me that had the
Yeah, I'm so sorry. These are phrased in a some of these questions are phrased in a vague way because sometimes people file for their loved ones too. But yeah, you were on it at least that year, right? How many were you on it?
I was on it for 7 years.
7 years. There you go.
Yeah.
And did you at least have 4 injections prior to your diagnosis?
Yes.
Okay. And did you use Depo Provera between January 1992 to present?
I started taking my shots in May 15th of 2000.
May 15th of 2000.
Yeah.
Let me get that date.
And I stopped taking it around like June in 2007.
June 2007. Was that maybe like middle of June?
Kind of like the first of the month, like maybe like the third.
Okay.
Like the third.
Okay, perfect. And just for the record, ma'am, what is your gender?
I'm a female.
Thank you. And your marital status?
Single.
Thank you. And I have your name as Alicia. That's spelled A-L-I-C-I-A. And then your last name, I don't know if I mispronounced it, but it's S-P-A-T-E-S.
Yeah.
Pronounced Spates?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have a middle name?
No.
Okay. How about a suffix like junior, the second, the third, anything like that?
No.
Okay. And your social, ma'am?
I gotta get that over the phone? I'm like not really like comfortable with giving my social security number over the phone.
I get you. This is for the attorneys in case you don't have your medical records. They could actually pull it with this for you as well as it's for your identity. You could also provide the last four to me if that's fine.
Okay. Hold on one second.
Yeah, whatever you're more comfortable with. And then while you gather that, I'm just going to confirm what I have on here. Was the email still spates313@gmail.com?
Yes.
Okay. And then the phone that we're speaking on, is this a mobile phone number, the 248?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Okay. And let me know whenever you find that one, or if you're still looking for it, we can jot down the address.
Okay, I'm still looking for my Social Security card. I should have known that hurt, but I don't.
Take your time. I know sometimes there's so many numbers to remember. Do you know the name of the hospital where you got it injected so I can start looking their information up?
Sinai Grace.
Sorry,
DMC.
How do you spell that?
Sinai Grace. It's S-I-N-A-I.
N-A-I. You said group?
No, I said Sinai Grace.
Grace. Is that the one in Detroit?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, Detroit. You need the address.
I think it's the Outer Drive, right?
What's yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I got their info. Just use that.
You ready for my social?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. No. You ready?
Yes.
It's 377-804873.
Okay, just to repeat that back to you, that was 377-804873.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. And
Sorry about that. I got all these cards.
No, you're okay. I know it could be difficult to find some numbers here. And what's your address right now, ma'am?
It's 17558 Snowden. S-N-O-W-D-E-N.
Okay, is that Snowden Street, Detroit, and
Detroit, Michigan? Yep, Detroit, Michigan, 48265.
Thank you so much. And was this an apartment or a house?
It's just a it's a house.
Okay. And did yourself administer, I'm so sorry. Did you yourself administer the Depo-Provera, or was this a doctor or medical staff?
Medical stuff.
Okay. Do you remember their name?
No.
Okay, but it was still at that same facility in Detroit.
Yes.
GMC. Okay. Let me get this info down here. Do you remember how many times you were injected?
Probably maybe I had total maybe 28 shots.
20. Okay.
Yeah.
And
Nah, they didn't. Nah, the doctor's office. They didn't do all of my injections. I did some of my injections on my own
okay.
after a while. Yeah.
Okay. So for now, I'm just gonna put that they administered them, but I'm also gonna put the pharmacy where you had to pick up the ones you did on your own.
Okay.
Give me one second. Let me just get this information straight on here.
Okay.
Phone
Cause they
number.
only did maybe like the first one, you know, like so she could show me how to do it.
Okay, got you. And then what was the pharmacy name?
It was Walgreens, inside in the inside Sinai Grace Hospital.
Oh, it was in that same address?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me see if I can find their phone number inside the CVS. One second. Okay, I'll just use the same number as the clinic because it doesn't seem to have a separate number.
Okay.
And do you remember what method they used to diagnose the MRI?
What do you mean by method?
What test they did for you to be able to see it?
Oh, you said what test? A brain MRI?
Okay.
MRI?
Perfect. And do you remember the doctor that diagnosed you with the meningioma?
Hold on, I got him in my phone. Hold on one second,
Yeah,
let me
take your
call him.
time. This one's not that long, the form anyway. In the meantime, have you
Okay,
had? Oh, uh-huh.
his name was Dr. David Gaston.
David,
Gaston.
how do you spell that?
GASTON.
Thank you so much. And what facility was he at?
At Sinai Grace.
Same place. Okay. And what was
The
his specialty?
neurologist.
Okay. Sorry, what were you gonna say? I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, I was saying it was the same address.
Perfect. Okay. Have you had a prior cancer diagnosis?
Like lately?
No, before the meningioma.
No.
Okay. And do you have a family history of meningioma?
No.
Okay. And then what type of treatment did you receive for the meningioma? If you did.
Hold on one second. Let me see. Because usually I kind of try to keep that stuff written down. not written down, but you know,
within reach.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I know I had brain surgery. I had radiation therapy. And then I was under observation under my doctor for a few days.
I'm sorry to hear that you had to go through all that. Do you remember when you were hospitalized?
Yep, hold on 1 second. Dang, what day was that I was hospitalized? Dang, hold on, let me think.
Yeah, take your time. In the meantime, you think about that. Was David Gaston also the one that the doctor that treated you?
Yes.
Okay.
You said what? You said the treatment date, right? That I was treated.
When you were hospitalized, what days?
That was August 19th.
August 19th through when?
Yeah, in 2008.
And then when did you leave the hospital? Do you remember?
Yep, I left in September, like September the 18th in 2008, because I stayed in there like a month.
My goodness. I'm sorry. It's probably so tiring for you. Okay,
yeah,
I have that info. I'm ready. Let's see. And would you like to add any additional medical notes for your attorneys to see?
No.
Okay. And do you have medical records showing your meningioma diagnosis?
No, I can't get those. No.
Okay. And do you
like
have...
Like I said, I lost them, and then I can't go get them. I can't go get them right now because I just had knee surgery, so I can't even go outside. I can't even walk. Right now, I can't be outside for probably the next, like, 2 months.
Don't worry. Our attorneys actually have multiple ways of retrieving your medical records, so they'll give you options. No worries.
Okay.
It's not required. They just want to know if you have them, like, easily accessible to you.
Oh, okay.
And do you happen to have access to My Chart? It's like a login where you see your medical history.
No, I don't got that.
Okay. And do you want to put an emergency contact in case anything unfortunate ever happens?
No.
Okay.
I don't really have nobody.
No worries.
I don't really have nobody.
It's not required. Just have to ask. Okay. And can you provide a legible signature? Meaning it can't just be initials or a scribble. It has to be where you can read your first and last name.
Okay. Yeah, I can.
Thank you. Alrighty. So we were able to... Let me see 1 second. I'll be right back.
Okay.
Okay, Alicia. Hello?
Uh-huh.
Sorry, I was having some pushback here on the system only because of the question that says, can you provide medical records? So technically, I know that you're in a position where you can't leave the house, but what this question is basically stating is, do records exist where, you know, we're able to find a way to pull them?
I mean, y'all can pull them. I mean, if you want to, but I can't physically, like, go get them.
But they do exist, records showing your meningioma diagnosis, right?
Right.
Okay. So I'm going to put yes, that you do have medical records showing a meningioma diagnosis, but you don't have access to your MyChart login. Is that correct?
Right. Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. So I'm going to be sending you this form to...
Can I sign it like with my phone, or do I have to be by a computer?
Yeah, you could actually sign it from your phone. I'm going to send it to you via text. So it's
super
easy. It's just making sure everything you told me is on that form correctly. So please analyze it. I'll be here on hold in case there's something I need to change, okay? Let me know.
Okay. Hello?
Hi, Alicia. Yes, ma'am. I did see the documents getting back to me. Okay. Yes, ma'am. So everything does look correct. What I'll do now is I'll send this document over to the law firm. You're going to be working with A4D. I'll send you
What's
my
his name?
A4D. That's the law firm's name. I'll text it to you right now. I'm also going to text you my information. I want you to be very attentive to the phone within the next few 24 to 48 hours. Make sure you don't miss the call. And if you happen to miss the call, they always text me. So I'll be calling you to connect them.
Okay. What's their name again? You said A4D?
Yeah. Like the letter A, the number 4, and the letter D. I'll text you everything.
Okay.
Yeah, it's on the document you just signed to. It's on the first one.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
Do you have any questions for me while I still have you on the line?
No, that's it. Thank you.
Awesome. Of course, anything else, you let me know, okay?
Okay.
Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.